读的经文记载在新约《使徒行传》二章一到二十一节。会众请聆听上帝的话。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。那时有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来，住在耶路撒冷。这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷，都惊讶稀奇，说：看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在米索波大米、犹太、加帕多加、本都、亚西亚、佛利加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利奈的吕比亚人、吕比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人，格里底和亚拉伯人，都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说上帝的大作为。众人就都惊讶猜疑，彼此说：这是什么意思呢？还有人讥诮说：他们无非是新酒灌满了。彼得和十一个使徒站起高声说：犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到四处。这正是先知约珥所说的，上帝说：在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。在天上，我要显出奇事，在地下，我要显出神迹，有血，有火，有烟雾。日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。本周箴言，请大家连同经文处处连续读两次。马太福音六节，耶稣说：慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
大家早上好。
Try that again. Good morning.
我们再来一次，大家早上好。
Okay, much better.
好多了。
As always, I'm grateful for the opportunity to be with you all this morning.
就像我很高兴能够来到这儿跟大家一起来崇拜。
And as you heard, we will be covering a passage that is rather familiar and also fitting for us today.
今天我们要讲的是一个我们很熟悉的一个经文，然后呢也很适合今天。
And so as we dive into his word, might we settle our hearts and be open to him and his very word.
那我们要读看圣经以前，让我们先安静我们的心，打开我们的心来接收他要对我们说的话。
So before we go any further, however, let us go to him in prayer.
所以让我们大家一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。
We thank you for your goodness and for your grace.
我们感谢你，谢谢你的美和你的善。
We thank you for the opportunity to know you all the more.
我们很感谢能够更认识你。
Guide us and lead us in this time.
请你自己来引导我们，带领我们。
Open our hearts and minds to the things of you.
打开我们的心来接受你对我们说的话。
Lead us into your presence.
带我们进入你的同在当中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning's message is entitled Return.
今天我们的经文的主题是重回。
And so our first return will be to the very beginning of creation in Genesis chapter 1.
所以我们第一个重回是我们要看重回到创世纪第一章第二节来看一段经文。
Genesis 1:2, it says, The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters.
在创世纪第一章第二节说到了地是虚空混沌。渊面黑暗，上帝的灵运行在水面上。
Now, most of us know the creation story.
大家都知道这个创世纪的故事。
But for those of us that do not, in rough summary, the earth was empty and dark and void, and God filled it with light and life.
那我们大部分都很熟悉，对那些不熟悉的人来说，我就用一个很简短的来总结一下，就是那时候世界是虚空。黑暗，那上帝呢，就让这个世界充满了光亮和生命。
It was actually on the third day of creation that we see life, and that's in Genesis 1:12.
而事实上是在第三天的时候呢，上帝我们就看到了生命，光亮。
In verse 12, it says, The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit.In which is their seed, each according to its kind, and God saw that it was good.
在创世纪一章十二节这里说到了，于是地发生的青草和结种子的菜蔬各从其类，并结果子的树木各从其类，果子都包着核，上帝看着是好的。
And for those that do not know, it was another 3 days later that mankind was created.
很多人可能不知道，那是这个之后的三天，人类，上帝创造了人类。
Well, what's the big deal? Why are we returning to all of this in the very beginning? And what's so big about this third day?
这个有什么大不了的呢？为什么我们要来看这个创世纪这一章？为什么又这个第三天有什么了不起的呢？
Well, the most significant life-giving event of all time happened on another third day.
因为我们在世界上一个最重要、最有意义的一个事情，重大事件，就是在第三天又发生了。
It was when all hope had seemed lost, and it seemed that as if sin and death had triumphed, but God wasn't finished yet.
在那个时候看起来呢，都没有希望了，是绝望的，罪和死亡好像已经战胜了，但是上帝还没有完成他的工作。
It was on the third day after Christ died that the resurrection happened.
是基督死了，死去三天以后呢，我们耶稣复活了。
As he had prophesied multiple times throughout his life here on earth, Jesus said that on the third day he would be raised to life.
耶稣在世的时候，他不断的在重复的说，我死了以后，第三天我必复活。
And the resurrection revealed God's victory over sin and death.
复活呢，彰显了上帝的胜利，胜过了死亡、罪恶。
Here's the thing: if anyone wanted to disprove Christianity, it's rather simple. All they need to do is disprove the resurrection.
任何人想要反驳基督教的话呢，非常容易，他们只要反驳这个复活这件事情就可以了。
Yet no one has been able to.
但是到现在为止，没有一个人可以反驳复活这件事。
Because Jesus was a real man.
因为耶稣是一个真实的人。
Who lived and walked the earth and taught real people.
他曾经活在世上，他行走在世上，他教导我们。
He was crucified and died a real death, placed in the tomb under the security of Roman guard.
他被钉在十字架上，他死了，他被放在坟墓里面，由罗马的兵丁来看守着。
And on the third day, he rose again as he said he would.
然后就像正如他所说的，第三天他就复活了。
He met with and he showed himself to hundreds of people, including his disciples, of course, prior to the ascent to heaven.
那他复活以后，在他升天以前，他就把自己显现给他的很多很多人看，上百个人看，然后也包括他自己的门徒。
In fact, we see this in Acts chapter 1, verse 3 and through 5. It says, He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
在《使徒行传》第一章三到五节，我们看到了啊，他说到他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，讲说上帝的国。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Imagine those 40 plus days after the crucifixion. What is going on through the believer's head?
大家试想一下，耶稣被钉十字架之后的四十多天，在信徒、使徒的脑筋里，他们到底在想什么呢？
I'd imagine a variety of emotions ranging from fear and uncertainty to amazement and great joy.
我可以想象他们的心中的各种情绪，他们有害怕、不安、惊讶，最后呢到大喜乐。
Jesus ascends and they are now told and they know that they are to wait.
耶稣呢就升天了，然后呢他耶稣告诉他们，他们要等待。
But for how long? They do not know.
他们不知道到底要等多久。
They just know in a few days.
他们知道不多天。
Think of what's going on through their heads as they continue to wait.
你们试想，在他们的脑子里到底在想什么？他们在不断的等待的时候想着什么？
That brings us to a portion within today's passage in Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
在这里我们就看到了《使徒行传》第二章第四节。
It reads,And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
这里他说到了，他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才，说起别国的话来。
Just like in the beginning of creation, the Spirit hovered over the waters and God began to fill and bring life.
就像在创世纪的时候，上帝的灵运行在水面上，上帝开始充满一切，带来了生命。
Here in the book of Acts, they waited and God fills them with the Holy Spirit. They come to life.
在这里，使徒行传，耶稣他们在等候，最后耶稣就充满了他们，用圣灵来充满他们，他们得到了新的生命。
You see, Jesus, our Savior, had ascended.
耶稣我们的救主已经升天了。
But the Holy Spirit, the Helper, has come.
而圣灵，我们的保惠师却来了。
In verse 5 to 11, and continues, Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans?And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya along with Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works.
在使徒行传五到十一节里，我们就看到了那时候有虔诚的犹太人从天下各国来住在耶路撒冷。这声音一响，众人都来聚集，个人听见门徒用众人的乡谈说话，就甚纳闷，都惊讶稀奇地说：“看哪，这说话的不都是加利利人吗？我们个人怎么听见他们说我们身来所用的乡谈呢？我们帕提亚人。”马代人、以兰人和住在米索波大米、犹大和加帕多加、本都、亚西亚、佛吕加、庞菲利亚、埃及的人，并靠近古利奈的吕比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是犹太教的人，葛里底和亚拉伯人，都听见他们用我们的乡谈。讲说上帝的大作为。
A variety of tongues understanding one another to the glory of God.
他们用不同的乡谈，就是各地的方言，来彼此说出那种听得懂的话，讲述上帝的荣耀。
So once again, we will return to the book of Genesis, but this time in chapter 11.
那现在我们要看回去创世纪第十一章。
Genesis 11:6-9 reads, And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord dispersed them over the face of the earth.
在创世纪第十一章六到九节，我们看到同样跟语言有关的故事哦。耶和华说：“看哪，他们成为一样的人民，都是一样的言语。如今既做起这事来，以后他们所要做的事就没有不成就的。”我们下去，在那里变乱他们的口音，使他们的言语彼此不通。于是耶和华使他们从那里分散在全地上，他们就停工，不造那城了。因耶和华在那里变乱天下人的言语，使众人分散在全地上，所以那城名叫巴别，就是变乱的意思。
Why would God stop them? Why they were doing such a good job, it seemed.
看起来他们在做一件很伟大的事情，为什么上帝要停止他们的事情呢？
Here was the problem.
这问题在于
A people of one tongue coming together to glorify man.
这一群人说同样一种语言，为的是要荣耀人类自己。
We are to glorify God.
我们是应该要荣耀上帝。
So back to Acts chapter 2.
我们再回到使徒行传第二章。
In Acts 2:12-13, there's a magnificent scene that is starting to take place.
使徒行传第二章12-13节，我们看到了一个很美好的事情。
It says, And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others mocking said, They are filled with new wine.
这发生了一些事情，众人就都惊讶猜疑，彼此说，这是什么意思呢？还有人讥诮说，他们无非是新酒灌醉了。
First thing I would like to point out,
我想要指出的第一点是
，Think of the last time that you witnessed drunk people and thought that this was an amazing sight to behold.
想试想一下，你上一次看到有人醉酒的时候，一群人醉酒，是不是看起来很美好呢
？Never, right?
一点都不美好，对不对？
Because I don't know about you, but if you've ever heard a drunk person speak, they become harder to understand.
我不知道你们怎么样，你如果听过那个醉酒的人讲话，你就会很难了解他在说什么。
Even in their first language or their native language.
甚至用他们用本的母语来讲话呢，你可能也听不太懂。
So you can't imagine them becoming able to speak in a secondary language any clearer.
所以你很难想象一个醉酒的人会用他的第二语言 来说话。
But I point this out because I want us to see that even without Peter's statement, we can clearly see how ridiculous this mockery was.
所以呢，我想指出来，就是说，我们可以清楚看到他们的这些嘲讽呢，是多么的可笑啊！虽然彼得等会会解释。
These people have not come under the influence of alcohol.
这些人并没有受到酒精的影响。
As Peter puts it in Acts 2:15, for these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day.
彼得说到，在十五节说到，你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到四初。
So what's going on?
到底发生什么事呢？
Well, Peter continues in verse 17 and 18, and in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
在使徒行传第二章17-18节这里说到，上帝说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象。 老年人要做异梦，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌在我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
They shall prophesy, they shall speak his truth.
他们要说预言，就是述说上帝的真理。
They speak to prophesy, to guide and lead under his truth.
就是在他的真理之中呢，来说预言。
See, that's all prophesying is. We receive a word from the Lord and we speak it to who he calls us.
所谓的说预言就是说我们从上帝那里领受到了话语，然后把这个话语说出来。
As we look at our own situation today within our world,
我们现在看看我们现在的世界。
And think to what the disciples were going through in their world.
然后再试想在那些门徒们当时候的世界。
What the disciples were speaking was not popular opinion.
他们那时候说的话，这些门徒说的话，并不是大家都受喜欢听的话。
They did not live in a Christian nation, far from it.
他们根本就不是住在一个基督教国家，相差甚远的一个。
In fact, they were just starting out, facing much resistance and uncertainty.
事实上，他们才刚刚开始，而且面对了很多的阻力，还有很多的不确定性。
But what did they have?
但是他们有什么呢？
They were empowered by the Holy Spirit.
他们因着圣灵得着力量。
And as Paul says in the book of Ephesians, that same power that raised Christ from the dead is in you.
就像保罗在以弗所书说到的，这个同样的这个能力，能够使耶稣复活的这个能力也在你的心里。
And so I know many times we get spooked by that word prophesy or prophecy, but it's simply speaking God's truth.
有时候我们听到了说预言，我们就会觉得有点害怕啊。事实上呢，就是很简单，就是述说上帝的真理。
What are the things that the Lord has revealed to us and pressed on our heart to reveal to those He calls us to?
所以说预言就是上帝所显现给我们的一些真理，启示我们的真理，是话语，我们把它说出来。
And then we do our best to speak that truth in love.
然后我们尽量是在爱中。来说出这个上帝启示我们的话语。
And as our nation, America, moves further and further away from being a nation founded on Christian principles,
我们看到我们美国呢越来越远离以基督教建国的这个基础。
It is important for us to know the truth, to know Him more, and so that we can speak the truth even when unpopular.
所以呢，我们就更重要的是要知道这个真理，然后能够说出这个真理，虽然是很不受欢迎的，大家不想听。
Even amidst much resistance and uncertainty, we must stand firm in Him, our rock and our salvation.
而且在这当中，我们可能会受到很多的阻力，很多的不确定，但是我们却要靠主呢，能够站立得稳。
Because we are to be the light that shines out into the darkness.
因为我们就是光，在这个黑暗中，我们要照亮这个黑暗。
We are to walk with people in their dark and empty spaces.
我们必须要在这个在黑暗中，在空虚中，我们要带来亮光，跟这些人同行。
Showing them light and life.
让他们看到了亮光和生命。
A light and life that overcomes the darkness and the emptiness.
我们这个亮光和生命呢，胜过了罪恶和死亡，还有空虚。
And a love that fills the void, a void that only He can fill.
然后可以充满他们心中的空洞，这个空洞只有耶稣能够来充满。
So why is there that void?
为什么会有这样一个空洞在我们的心中呢？
A void that only He can fill.
这个空洞只有他可以来充满。
Because we are to return to Him.
因为我们必须要重新的回到他的身边。
Let's return to one last story in the book of Genesis.
我们最后看那个创世纪的最后一个故事。
It's the story of creation of man, namely the story of Adam and Eve.
就是创造人类的故事，就是亚当和夏娃的故事。
In that story and what led up to our fall and demise, we, mankind, Adam and Eve, felt that God was holding out on us, and so we did it our way.
在那个故事中，我们看到了堕落和死亡，也就是亚当、夏娃觉得上帝对向他们隐藏了一些事情。
And because of that, we were removed, we were separated.
因为那样子的，他们就用自己的方法来做事，因为这样子的做法呢，就让我们被移除了，被分离了。
But the truth was that God was not holding out on us. In fact, He authored a redemption story But it was a redemption story his way.
但事实上呢，耶稣上帝并没有隐藏对我们隐藏什么事情，而他是用他自己的方法来撰写出另外一个救赎的故事。
And in that redemption story, he showcased that we are beloved and that we are once again able to be reconciled with him.
在这个救赎的故事里，我们看到了我们是被爱的，我们也最后能够跟上帝和好。
Do we hunger? Do we thirst for that?
我们会不会渴望要得到那样子的救赎呢？
I'll share a story with you.
我要跟大家分享一个故事。
Recently, we took our boys to a UH baseball game.
最近我们带我们的孩子去夏威夷大学看棒球比赛。
For those of you that don't know, my boys are 5 and 7.
那我你们如果不认识我，我的孩子是5岁还有7岁。
And some of my best memories of going to the baseball game with my dad was when I was around 7.
我自己跟我爸爸大概7岁的时候，我跟爸爸去看棒球比赛，所以很美好的经验。
I can still tell you the names of the players and the numbers of some of my favorite players.
我还可以告诉你我最喜欢哪几个棒球选手，然后他们是几号。
So I very much wanted them to be able to go to the game because I knew that they would be blessed.
所以我很希望带我两个儿子呢一起去看这个棒球比赛，因为我相信他们会蒙福的。
And of course, because my oldest, Skyler, had actually asked for me to take him to the game.
那我这个大儿子七岁的 Skyler 呢，他请我带他去看棒球比赛。
Now, leading up to the game, however, I needed them to do one simple task.
那要看球赛那天呢，我要让他们做一件很简单的事情。
Take a nap.
就睡午觉。
For those parents out there, you know that's not an easy ask for your kids.
如果你是父母的话，你知道这不容易哦，要你的孩子做到。
But here's the thing, baseball games are very long, often 3.5 hours long.
主要是因为这个棒球比赛很长哦，一般都是3个半小时。
So I know for them to fully enjoy the evening, I know that they need to take a nap.
我知道要让他们能够很真的是完完全全的享受这样这个晚上棒球比赛，他们应该要先睡个午觉。
And although I had already bought the tickets to the game, if they didn't take a nap, they couldn't go.
我虽然我已经买了票，买好票了，但是如果他们不睡午觉，他们就不能去。
And just think, how sad would it be if I had to keep them home?
你再想想，如果我必须把他们留在家里的话，我会多难过哦。
But I also can't reward bad behavior, so I have to stand my ground, right?
但是呢，我也不能够好像要带他就是奖励不听话的行为，所以我必须要坚守我的立场。
Further imagine if I couldn't take them because they didn't take a nap.
再说呢，如果我不能带他们，因为他们没有睡午觉。
I know for sure that I would be sad.
我知道我一定会很难过。
But whether or not they would be sad, it's unknown.
但是我不知道他们会不会真的难过哦。
Because there are a number of different ways that they might respond.
因为他们可能会有不同的回应方法。
Possibly they get upset, maybe they don't care.
他们可能会难受，可是他们也可能一点都不在乎。
Maybe they feel I'm unreasonable. Maybe they feel I'm too harsh.
他们可能会觉得我不讲道理，或者我太严厉了。
Stop for a moment. Do we not think that about God sometimes?
我们是不是有时候也是这么想上帝的呢？
But if they more fully understood what they lost was much more than a baseball game.
如果他们真正能够了解到，如果他们不睡午觉，他们失去的并不是光单单是一个棒球比赛。
The time together as a family, shared experience, the numerous blessings to receive and share in.
他同样会失去全家人在一起的美好时光，还有共同的经验这些东西。
Well, thankfully, they listened and they took a nap.
好，感谢主，他们听话了，而且睡了午觉。
So we all went out to the baseball game and they loved it.
然后我们都去看了棒球比赛，他们爱死这个棒球比赛了。
So much awe and excitement, joy and shared experience.
有非常多的兴奋、惊叹，让人喜乐的事情，非常美好的回忆。
It was truly a beautiful and wonderful time.
这真的是我们全家一个美好的时光。
If you ask my oldest son Skyler, he can tell you very expressively why it was the most amazing game to be at.
如果你问我的大儿子到底这个棒球比赛怎么样，他能够很生动的跟你描述有多么好、多么好、多么好。
And as we were leaving the game, he asked to go again next season.
那我们离开那个球赛的时候，他告诉我说，下次棒球季的时候，我们再来看吧。
You see, now he knows what he cherishes about going to the baseball game.
你知道他现在知道去棒球比赛有多么美好，所以他们真想去。
And it's much more powerful than me trying to explain it to him.
而且他自己的经历，他自己的渴望，比我自己在不断的跟他解释更有力量。
He knows it firsthand, and he has longing for it.
他自己亲身经历到了，而且他很渴慕要去。
And so when I told him, "Yes, we'll come back."
当我告诉他我们会再去的时候
，He said, "You pinky promise?"
他说我们来打勾勾吧。
I said, "Of course, we'll come back."
我说当然，我们一定会回来的。
You see, today's watchword, Matthew 5:6, Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied."
今天的本周箴言在马太福音第五章第六节说到了，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
We need our hunger for Him to deepen.
我们对上帝耶稣的渴慕呢，必须要加深。
But how do we do that?
但是我们怎么做得到呢？
We need to empty ourselves so that we can be completely filled by Him.
我们必须要先倒空自己，所以我们能够完全的被他来充满。
If we are filled with so much of our stuff, there's only so much room to be filled with Him.
如果我们自己就充满了很多我们自己的东西，我们只剩下这么多让他来充满。
We are not mixed, but we are supposed to be completely in Him.
我们必须要完全的被他充满，不是只是一部分被充满。
Not partially filled by Him, but completely filled.
所以不是只是一部分，而是完完全全的被充满。
Think about this. We were created in His image.
我们是受造，是照着他的形象来造的。
And yet, many a times in our world, what do? We compare ourselves to each other.
但是在我们这个世界中，我们常常怎么做呢？我们跟别人来比较。
We try to see ourselves in comparison to others.
我们看我们自己，然后再比较，跟别人比较一下。
But we are created in His image.
但是我们是按照他的形象来造的。
We're not supposed to look like this.
我们不是要看这样子横向的看哦。
We were to be with Him in His presence.
我们应该跟他在一起，在跟他同在。
You see, we are fallen from our original design.
我们已经堕落了哦，我们原来的样式不再有了。
We were separated and scattered.
我们被分离了，我们被分散了。
But maybe sometimes we feel so comfortable with that.
我们可能觉得很舒服，我们在好像已经习惯了。
We like being separated and scattered.
我们喜欢被分离，我们喜欢被分散。
Do we have a hunger and a thirst to return?
我们有没有要重回到上帝面前的渴望呢？
To be back in that oneness with our Lord.
就是重新的在跟主合一的那种渴望呢？
To be as how He created us to be.
能够成为他原来创造我们的样式呢？
As we close this morning in Acts 2:21, it says,And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
那最后呢，我们就看到了要结束的这个《使徒行传》二章二十一节，说到了到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
You see, as we mentioned, Jesus actually lived and he called his disciples, and his disciples followed.
就像我刚刚说到了，耶稣在世上活过，也呼召了门徒，门徒就跟随了他。
He died, and when he died, it was rather confusing. They were confused. His followers were then scattered.
然后他就死了，死了以后呢，门徒就很迷惑，然后他们就分散到各地去。
But he rose again, and he showed himself, and he instructed them to wait, and he ascended.
然后呢，他就又复活了，复活又把自己显现给门徒们看，然后呢，就教导他们一些事情，又升天了。
And they faithfully waited, not knowing how long, but they waited and they were empowered.
他们呢，就忠诚的在等候的等待着，不知道等多久，但是呢，最后呢，他们就得到了能力。
Empowered to live as one, for the one, united in the one,Even as they are scattered all over now for the better.
他们得着能力呢，成为一体，跟耶稣合而为一，为主而活。
Scattered to proclaim the gospel, the good news to anyone and everyone that would receive it.
虽然他们分散了，但他们是合而为一，但分散是为了更好的目的，就是要来传扬福音。
For they shall be saved.
因为听到的人，他们就能够就必得救。
No longer separated, able to return.
不再被分散分离，而是能够重回。
Having their deep hunger and thirst satisfied within their very souls.
在他们心中最深的渴求呢，能够被得到满足。
Now for us today, we await Christ's return.
像我们自己也是在等候主的再来。
For how long do we wait? We do not know.
我们要等多久呢？我们并不知道。
But we faithfully wait and speak His truth in love, and when necessary, we use words.
所以我们呢就很忠诚的在这里，在用爱，在爱中呢来说出他的真理来。
We live out His truth.
我们活出他的真理。
And then, when we need to, we speak His truth.
然后我们需要的时候，我们就说出他的话语，他的真理。
Too often we are so comfortable speaking His truth but not living it.
有常常我们就喜欢说真理，可是我们没有活出真理。
The world needs to see His truth being lived out.
这个世界的人需要看到他的真理被活出来。
Emboldened and empowered by that same power that raised Christ from the dead, it lives inside of us.
我们要有胆量，我们得着能力，因为让耶稣复活的这个能力也同样活在我们的心中。
We are to walk in the light as He is in the light.
我们要行在光中，因为他就是光。
We are to reflect and glorify Him.
我们必须要反映出上帝的荣光，而且荣耀他。
Not elevate ourselves and have people look at us.
而不是让自己抬高自己，让别人看着我。
That when they see us, they would see Him.
因为我们希望他们看到我们的时候，而是看到了耶稣，看到了上帝。
You see, when we do not know what to say or how to say it or how to live it, we are to return to Him, knowing that He is our guide.
在这个世界上，我们不知道要说什么，要怎么说，或者是要怎么活出来真理的时候，我们必须要再次的回到上帝的身边。
It's not that fearful. It's not that uncertain because He knows all things.
不可怕，而且也不再，而且没有什么不确定的，因为他知道一切。
He is trustworthy. He can be trusted. He's not holding out on us.
他是值得信任的，他知道一切，他没有对我们有所隐藏。
He will guide us and lead us with everything that we need.
他会引导我们，带领我们，给我们所需的一切。
The Holy Spirit continues to be our help, our guide, as we navigate this oftentimes confusing world.
我们在这个充满混乱的世界当中，圣灵继续的引导我们，帮助我们，带领我们。
See, many a times when we pray, it's ourselves that will be changed.
你知道，有时候我们祷告，事实上是我们必须要被改变。
So many times we pray and we want everything else to change.
有时候我们祷告是希望所有我们身边的事情能够被改变。
But we want to stay the same.
我们就什么都不想改变。
Many a times when we pray, the stuff around us won't change, but God will change us.
但是呢，事实上，有时我们祷告，事实上是外面的事情都不会改变，可是你却改变了。
He will empower and embolden you to be able to live despite everything that's going on around you.
而他是给我们得着能力，让我们有胆量，不管是我们身边发生的什么的事情，我们自己有那样子能力能够面对。
Let us all return to Him at His feet, united as one.
让我们再次的回到他的身边，他的脚前，跟他合而为一。
Faithfully living out His call wherever He leads.
非常忠诚的能够活出他要我们做的事情，他不管带领我们到哪儿。
As we continue to look forward to His return.
当我们在继续等候他再来的时候，我们忠诚的活出他的对我们的呼召。
Shine your light into this world that is getting ever so dark.
把我们的光能够照亮在这个越来越黑暗的世界中。
You have Him. There's nothing to be afraid of.
当我们有耶稣的时候，我们什么都不用惧怕。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，We thank you for your presence.
我们谢谢你的同在。
We thank you for your goodness.
我们谢谢你的美善。
Your grace, your mercy, your love.
你的恩典，你的爱，你的怜悯。
Lord God, help us to live as your beacon of light.
帮助我们能够活出你自己来，像成为亮光。
May we know you more and more each day.
让我们每一天都更加的认识你。
May we hunger and thirst after the things of you.
让我们能够真的身心的心里深深的渴慕你。
Drawn to the beauty and magnificence of who you created us to be.
然后能够成为你要我们成为的人。
Help us to see how we have fallen from that and how you can faithfully bring us back and restore us.
看到我们离我们自己原来的样式差得多远，然后让我们能够重新的回到你要我们成为的样式。
We thank you for your patience, Lord God.
谢谢你给我们这样的耐心。
You are such a good and loving God.
你是充满爱和耐心的上帝。
Thank you for not holding out on us.
谢谢你对我们没有任何隐藏。
And truly giving us everything that we need.
真的给我们所需要的一切。
And so much more.
还有更多。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.